This is Adventure in Vino Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to Casey Bowen from Count on Me Virtual Assistant to see how location independence suits her lifestyle perfectly.
Monday morning.
Yeah.
Doesn't change if you're LI or not.
Yeah. I am actually off work today, thankfully, because I work at a bank for now, but.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I know everybody I know that's ever worked at a bank has always been like, I work at a bank.
Yeah. I guess the only good thing is you get off like weekends and.
That's true, right?
And like Sunday. Monday holidays, but yeah.
That's really cool. That is a good thing. That's better than a normal retail job.
Yeah. Yeah, those businesses that are open 7 days a week. That's true.
Yeah, I did that for a long time in Vegas, where it's not only 7 days a week, it's just about 24 hours a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
So right. I'm excited.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be just talking about your life, and I'm so excited to learn about you.
Ah, I am very exciting. Not really, but that's okay. We'll make it exciting.
Okay, so where are you joining us from this morning?
I'm currently in my home in Prescott, Arizona, and we moved here about a year and a half ago, roughly, almost a year and a half, year and 5 months. So yeah, I love it here. It's a small town. It's in northern Arizona. We actually get all four seasons, and that's the first time in my life that I've lived in a place like that.
Okay.
So it's exciting to get snow and then see all the changing of the leaves. But it is a very small town. Small for me. I think we have under 45,000 people here.
Okay.
So what's nice about living a location-independent life and having a job that I can take anywhere is I can live in a place like this and not rely on having to get a job in a small town, because that can be actually very difficult.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I looked up your weather this morning because we're getting snow and you're enjoying a nice 71 degrees-ish.
We are. It is. It's actually, last year was crazy in terms of our fall started quite early.
Yeah.
And then we actually got 38 inches of snow.
Oh my.
Which is not particularly normal for here. We don't usually get that much. So I think this winter we're probably going to be pretty easygoing. I don't think we're going to get nearly that much. So.
Well, awesome. Okay, just to verify, you are part of Location Indy, correct?
I am. I actually am not only a community member, which is how I started, but I'm now part of the actual team. So they are one of my clients now.
So what do you do for Location Indy then?
Well, I'm a virtual assistant, so okay. I assist people virtually. I do all sorts of stuff. I have a lot of different clients, but for Location Indy in particular, I am their community manager. So I take care of everybody in the community, make sure everybody's happy. I put together all the events, including some fun, super ones that we're starting out with, like game night, which is coming up. And then also co-working time. So we all get together and work together to keep each other going and focused.
Yeah.
But also I do emails, I do newsletters for them. I do kind of a lot of everything, which is nice.
Okay. Wonderful. Something I always ask people, is like, was there like a snapping point for you that made you realize you wanted to like start living location independently? And like, so what just happened? Did you like snap or was it kind of a process?
I call it the snap, crackle, pop. It was, my father actually back in, I think it was 2008, got diagnosed with, stage 4 brain cancer.
Wow.
So, we spent 2.5 years caring for him. And during that time, I realized that a normal job wasn't going to truly work for the life I wanted.
Right.
So I started kind of feeling stuff out and trying to think, well, what are my options? And then at some point I had to actually quit my job and stay with my father, 24/7. Cause my mother had to work and she had the insurance. So she didn't have the option to quit her job. I did. So I was able to do that, with no income coming in, and he passed away in 2010. And I don't even remember when I joined LI. It was probably four years ago.
Okay.
I'm totally guessing. on that number, to be honest. But I learned, so I had followed EPOP and Zero to Travel, and then they put together Location Indie, and I was like, oh, I have to get in, I have to get in. And I actually joined by accident, but we can get into that later. But yeah, so the snapping point was my father's illness, me wanting to take care of him, but not having the income, having to do it anyway. And just realizing that there's more out there. And I'm a big traveler. So just, I could not stand being in another box. Yeah. And I definitely couldn't stand it for the rest of my life. There was more to this world than just that.
Right.
So yeah. So that's what kind of led me towards LI.
Okay. So then how did you get started like becoming a virtual assistant and working for LI?
Yeah, sure. So I joined LI and I actually joined it by accident because I'm a genius, and I say that completely sarcastically. I wanted to buy the Paradise Pack, and again, I don't remember what year it was. I'm not very good with years. But I did it. I was getting ready for work, and I was a an assistant buyer at this time for a company in Las Vegas where I spent 26 years of my life. So Vegas was a huge part of my upbringing from high school and on. Yeah. So I was trying to do it on my phone while getting ready and running out the door. And so I accidentally joined the community instead of buying the Paradise Pack. Oh. I thought, well, okay, I'm in. So let me take a look. Yeah. I did buy the Paradise Pack as well. But so that night after getting home, I'm like, well, let me see what this is. And I'd heard about it. I'd wanted to join. And so I was like, okay, let me dive in here. And I started going through some of the old expert Q&As that they had done in the past and kind of trying to absorb and trying to figure out, well, what skill set do I currently have that I can actually turn into my own business and making money? Right. So I'd found in there an interview with Danielle Greason, and she just happened to have a whole VA course. And I was like, okay, well, it's a big commitment. I mean, I was earning money at this point, so it's fine. But it was like, I think $500 or $600. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see. All I can do is try. I took the course and literally fell in love with being a VA and thought, I had one of those kind of like Oprah aha moments where like the stars, you know, the clouds parted and the light shone on me. And I was like, oh, this is it. And I just really dove into the course. It was a good course. Afterwards, I thought, well, how am I going to go about getting clients and whatnot? So I actually took it to another level and joined another group called, at the time it was called VA University. Now it's called Freelance University. And they actually, through a third party, get you, so if you take a course, you can actually get certified in a sense. Oh, so you have something saying, I took this course, this is what it taught me here, you know, as like proof of purchase, so to speak, so that I can get some clout. So people know that I'm just not coming at them raw. I have done my due diligence. Like,
right.
Yeah. So it's like getting a certificate that you completed the course. So, so that really helped me get started. But yeah, so it was through LI, Location Indie, that I learned about this. I grew from it with the help of the entire community. I mean, just rooting me on and everything. And then from there, took the courses, really worked to kind of amplify my skill set. I had the basics, but I wanted to get better, of course, because I wanted to feel confident in what I can offer.
Right.
So, and then from there, I started getting some clients, and I mean, LI just approached me and said, hey, we're looking for another team member. Would you be interested? And I said, heck yeah. And I actually, I call it my trifecta, because when I first started and decided I wanted to be a VA, I thought, I want to work for LI, EPOP, and Zero to Travel.
Yep.
That was my trifecta, because that was pretty much the core that got me to where I am and really helped me with my love of travel and this whole life. And I'm happy to say that actually all three are clients of mine.
That's wonderful.
So I met my goal of the trifecta.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I didn't know that. That's,
yes.
I did see you when I first signed up for LI. I saw you on like the community members page. And then when you emailed me, I was so excited.
Yes, of course. I'm always excited to talk to people. I'm a talker, as you can.
And it's actually surprising, like, how many people have reached out, and mm-hmm. I'm a new member, but people are so willing to help on that yes. community, for sure.
That is so true. We pride ourselves on that, because yes. it's one of those things where anybody can join, but we definitely can tell who is going to stick around
yeah.
and who might not. And yeah. it's all about you get as much as you give.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I also didn't realize, because I've been listening to the podcast for a while and putting off signing up for LI just yeah. because of the price and
yeah,
in course. College. But when I signed up, I realized there's only, I think, around 400 people in yep. the community. So yep. it's like so like tight knit, it seems people mm-hmm. just know each other. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to keep it that way. I mean, we do want it to grow, but we yeah. want to grow at a pace that we can still be hands-on with everybody. I want yeah. to know personally what everybody is up to.
Right.
I want to be able to help. I want to be able to guide. I don't want anybody to join the community and feel isolated or alone or that nobody cares, because that's like the opposite of everything that we're about.
So true.
Yeah. I'm glad that you felt that too.
I definitely did. Okay, so you said you live in Prescott right now. How did you come to that decision?
Well, we lived in Vegas for a while. Probably like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Again, horrible at years. Don't ask me to have that skill set. And then we moved to Riverside, California to help care for my grandma, who was 91. Or 92 at the time. Okay. So she was older and she needed assistance. So she ended up passing away in January of 2018. I got that one right. And then at that point, so it's my mother and I had promised my father that I'd always look after my mom. Right. And so I have made that a point. She is my best friend. She is my travel partner. She is everything. We are very much the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
It's insane. And then, so at that point we thought, okay, well, we have this entire country open to us. Where do we want to go? We decided to do a girls road trip.
Okay.
So because at this point I was completely LI and was running my own company, mm-hmm. I could go, and we did like a month road trip. We did Seattle, and we drove Utah and, you know, up to all the way to the top of Colorado and down through New Mexico. And then we ended up, Prescott was our last stop, and it wasn't even planned. My mom just kind of was like, oh, I've heard of this cute town and everybody says it's really great and blah, blah, blah. So we, okay, let's go. We're on the road. Might as well. We pull into our little downtown. So we have a little thing called the courthouse, and okay. it's, literally a courthouse in the middle of this park. And then around it is this cute old downtown. And one side of it's called Whiskey Row. And it's where like Doc Holliday and the Earp Brothers and oh, cool. all them, like super Wild West, right?
Yeah.
Been around forever. So we pulled in, parked, we looked, and my mom went, okay. And we immediately crossed the street into a realty company called Bloomtree. Wow. Met our realtor and decided to move there right then.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we thought, this is it. This is what we want. And so that's how we ended up here.
Well, do you guys think that you'll be there for a while?
I think so, yeah. I mean, with the amazing market, the real estate market that was in California, in Southern California, we were able to actually buy our house here outright. Okay. So that's huge, right? Everybody wants that. So we were able to do that. So yeah, we will be here as a home base. Probably for quite a while, I would say, but I'm planning on traveling. My mom's planning on traveling this coming year. Backstory, my mom, right after we moved here, got diagnosed with stomach cancer. Yeah. So, we've been fighting that battle. She is currently cancer-free. So yay, right. Round of applause for mom. So that's been the battle for this last year. So that's why we haven't traveled, but she's now cancer-free. She's doing very well. So next year, 2020 is going to be the year of travel for us. So while we will have this as a home base, I'm pretty sure we'll be gone a lot.
That's awesome. Do you guys think you'll be like around the U.S. or are you planning on going out of the country?
It'll be out of the country. We definitely want to do Western Canada, and we're thinking about doing the Rocky Mountaineer train. So that's, we're really looking forward to that. We haven't made any definite plans yet, but we also, for Location Indie's Camp Indie, happening in June. I'll be, of course, back east in Connecticut for that.
Okay.
But outside of that, I'm definitely going to be going to Europe. I definitely want to do, so the plan is Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Romania, and Bulgaria.
Wow.
I'm guessing I'll probably be gone for like 4 to 5 months.
And are you taking your mom with you?
I don't think she would want to travel that long. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me like, no. but yeah, so it'll probably be me. I'm hoping to get her out there for part of it. And I know she's interested in doing the Christmas market.
Oh, yes. So,
yeah, which I've done. I did a 2-month backpacking about 3 years ago. Don't bark, Whiskey. That's my dog in the background. I did it, yeah, about, well, I think I was 30, I'm 41, so I think I was 37 at the time. And I did December and January. And I went, oh my gosh, I did Belgium, Germany,
wow.
Austria, Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia. I did some of Poland. I kind of just went everywhere. And yeah. It was amazing. So
that sounds awesome.
It was. I highly recommend it. I don't care what age you are.
Gotta go.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. So what personality traits do you think a person should have to become successful living a location independent lifestyle?
Oh, that's a good question. You have to be somebody that is rather determined.
Okay.
I think that that's probably the key thing, because I believe so much that if you really, really want something,
yeah,
there's going to be things that get in the way that are kind of like testing you. I guess it's, what is it, like the law of attraction or something. But so you want it, you want it, you want it. The world is going to kind of give you pushback just to make sure you want it. I felt it in my own. I've heard other people in the same realm as me saying the same thing. So you kind of have to have that fortitude. You definitely have to be somebody in the VA world that you can work on your own and stick to deadlines.
Okay.
In other words, you can't be somebody that's like, oh, I just don't feel like working today.
Right.
You're going to have those days. Of course, you kind of have to persevere because people are counting on you.
Yeah.
So those two, you have to be somebody that doesn't mind being alone. Cause this can be very, very isolating, depending on, you know, when you're traveling, for me, I tend to surround myself with people more than if I'm at home. If I'm at home, chances are I'm working.
Yeah.
But when I'm traveling, I want to get out and see things. So I will probably more than likely stay at a hostel or go to a popular coffee shop or a digital nomad hotspot. And then I tend to socialize more. So this can be very isolating, and you have to be okay with that to a certain extent.
Right.
Those, I would say, are some of the big ones that probably people don't know. You have to be friendly. I do believe you have to be outgoing, especially in the VA world, if you want to get clients.
Right.
It's going to be harder if you're more, like I am an introvert, but I can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
You have to have that to be able to get people to want to work with you. You can't be really quiet and shy and not say a lot and,
yeah. You
know, not have a whole lot of personality. You really have to shine. You're selling yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to be able to sell yourself, I'd say. That's a big one. I don't know if that's a personality trait or just a skill, but either way.
Well, it's good advice either way. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. So what does your typical work day look like?
My typical work day. I'm lucky if I get one day off a week, and that's super lucky. I wake up about 5:30. That's normally because of the dog that you heard earlier.
Yeah.
I will get ready, you know, take a shower, do all that stuff. I usually hit my computer between 7:30 and 8. Now, this is all just my preference.
Yeah.
You know, you can create your own schedule. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
I will work usually until 5, 6 o'clock at night, if I'm lucky. Some days I work till 9.
Oh,
so yeah. I do tend to work a lot. But I also give myself the freedom that if, you know, a girlfriend and I want to go to lunch, or my mom and I want to go to lunch, or I want to go see this movie, or I want to run errands in the middle of the day, I give myself absolute carte blanche to do that.
Yeah.
So while it might seem like a long day, chances are, I would say 2 out of 7 days, it's because I went and did something midday. So that's why it's taking a little bit longer on the tail end of the day. I kind of just rinse and repeat that. Yeah, it's just a lot of work, but it's all fun. And I absolutely love what I do. So yeah.
That's the important thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So when you guys are traveling or when you have traveled in the past, where do you guys usually stay?
So if I'm on my own, I will do a hostel or Airbnb.
Okay.
Just because, and the Airbnb is dictated by, of course, cost, because I'm super cheap. So if I can get it, like I got, when I was on my trip, I got a beautiful place, studio apartment in Budapest right behind the opera house, for $33 a night. So if that's the option, I'm going to go that way because I like to have my own kitchen. I like to be able to work and do stuff kind of in quiet. But, if it is more expensive place, let's say like, Vienna, I will definitely go the hostel route and just use that time. Like I can still work, but I will use that time to be probably a little bit more on the social side.
Okay.
That's for me when I'm traveling alone. When I'm traveling with my mom, it's Airbnb, smaller hotels, you know, cause we try to do, if we're going to go that route, we will do through hotels.com. So we get the rewards, right. Choice hotels again. So we get the rewards and get the free nights. So if we're going to go that route, we do it through those avenues because yeah. There is a point to it. You want to get that free night. So
cool. Yeah. So a lot of people, when they first think of, when you first tell them, I've experienced this when I first tell people what I want to do, like post-grad, they kind of give me weird looks and talk about how like risky it is. So mm-hmm. What were some of the risks and benefits that you were weighing when you were trying to make this decision to become location independent?
Okay. Of course, the number one thing anybody's ever worried about is money.
Yes.
Because that's how the world works, is through money. I would say I have been laid off or even fired on a couple of occasions, enough. And Vegas in particular is a very transient, like there is nothing guaranteed in Vegas.
Okay.
You could have a job for 20 years and they will let you go the next day because of some cut. So I learned pretty early on that while having a quote unquote real job, you think that there's that, security in that regular paycheck.
Right.
I learned really early that that's all BS.
Okay.
That there is no such thing as security. Things yeah. can change in a dime. We can go into a recession. The company can fold under. The you know company could decide that they want more profits for their you know head office than you know and cut everybody. It doesn't matter. You do not have any control when somebody else is running the business. Plain and simple. So I use this as a way of actually having more control over my life and mm-hmm. my income, because honestly, if I want to earn more money, I will get another client.
Right.
I can do that. I have the ability. If a client says, okay, I'm actually cutting back, or I've yet to have this happen, but I'm, you know, deciding to fold or whatever, yeah. I still have other clients. When I was in my old jobs, if they decided to fold or decide to cut back, I was left with nothing.
Right.
So I just hear a lot that money is the main issue and that there is no security and blah, 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 but you actually have more control, more security and more power to yourself
mm-hmm.
Than you would with anything else. So I never really fell into that idea. I always knew that that was crap.
That's a really good answer.
Thank you. True.
I'm going to use that next time somebody
yep.
know, comes at me with, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are things that are more that because you're in so much more control. So taxes, you have to make sure that you are diligent in taking out the taxes and putting that into a separate fund or however you want to do it to yeah. make sure you're keeping up with that. So there's a lot more riding on your shoulders. But again, if I want a raise, you can get another client yeah. or I raise my rates and let people know, of course, nicely with plenty of time and let them think about it. Of course, it's up to them, but it is ultimately up to me if I want to go that route.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Okay. So in 5 years, I want to have my company, of course, enlarged, bigger, better, greater, yeah, all that goodness. I would like to actually start hiring on VAs. Okay. And do not only do some VA work, because I don't ever want to give that up because I absolutely love it. But I want to help VAs that are starting up get experience and, you know, get paid well. Because, you know, a lot of times when these girls, girls and guys start out, you know, people say, I'll give you $9 an hour. I'll give you $10 an hour. I mean, you're lucky if you get 12. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Nobody can live off that. Not in most U.S. cities. So I definitely want to start them out with something that's a lot better than that. I want to give them the experience. I want to guide them and coach them and teach them. And eventually I want them to move on to creating their own businesses.
Okay.
And going that route. But I would love, love, love to be be the mentor that helps and teaches and grows. And, you know, I'd love to bring on more clients and just, yeah, just kind of run my little VA empire, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, cool. Do you see yourself still living in Prescott in 5 years?
No, yes, in terms of that I have a home here.
Okay.
But I do want to be a full-time digital nomad. Okay. That is the ultimate goal for me.
Right.
I can work and be on the road and just be absolutely fine. So yeah, that's the ultimate. I'm actually hoping, so Estonia is supposed to be coming out with an actual digital nomad travel visa, which allows you to stay in Estonia for a year, but you still get 90 days in the Schengen zone that go along with it. So you can travel, but I would really love to be able to get my hot hands on that once it comes out. They've been promising it for well over a year and it's supposed to come out this year. So we'll see, but okay, that would be awesome.
Sweet. That would be cool. So where is your favorite place in the world that you visited so far?
Oh, that's like asking me what is my favorite animal.
I know.
That just hurts. There are so many. So I'm absolutely in love with Budapest.
Okay.
I was blown away just by the magic of it. The kindness of the people, the overwhelming like love and just beauty of Budapest and so many things to do. And yeah. So that was definitely one. But I mean, Prague, I love Prague. I love Berlin. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I'm definitely interested in doing a road trip in England, doing Wales, Scotland, and England.
Yeah.
And kind of, cause a lot of my ancestry is from there. So I've been to London. I've done some of the outskirts, been to London a few times, but I'd like to actually do a road trip. So I'm sure one of those places will end up on the list.
Yes.
If not all.
So how did you get started traveling? Did you travel as a kid or did you like study abroad?
Yeah. So I actually was kind of late to the game, to be honest. I'd always been in love with people like Rick Steves, I still very much look up to. But I think it was in 2003 that my mother and I, you'll see a trend here, we decided to go to London. So that was the first time I traveled outside the U.S.
Okay.
And I remember, I was in my early 20s. So it was a little bit later. I mean, we didn't do a whole lot of travel in terms of even inside the United States when I was younger. Okay. But I remember touching down in London, getting off the plane and literally crying.
Yeah.
I was so happy and could not believe it. And I always use this to explain when I travel, how I feel. When I hit Europe, it feels like I can finally breathe again.
Yeah.
When I'm here, I feel like I'm holding my breath. Like I can survive, I can do it, it feels heavy, but as soon as I'm in Europe, there's this overwhelming peace that falls over me.
Yeah.
And like, I can take big, deep, lungful breaths. And I'm like, this is it. So yeah, so that started when I was in my 20s when I first went to London.
Okay. What a good way to describe that.
Thank you.
That's cool. Like I have felt that feeling going to places before. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's true. A lot of people have, when I do say that, they're like, yeah, that's it. That's the feeling. I'm like, yeah.
Okay. So what advice would you give to somebody who's wanting to become location independent?
That's a good one. What advice? do not let anybody deter you, regardless of what they say. A lot of people will come at you with, well, what about this? What about this? This is negative, blah, 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 blah. They're doing it out of love because they don't understand. And they're wanting to protect you. So it's coming from a beautiful, wonderful place, but it is ethically wrong.
Okay.
And they don't realize it. And that's fine because it's not their journey. Okay. This is your journey. Go after it. Do not stop until you get it. It is plausible. It is doable. It is wonderful. And you can do it.
Okay.
That's my advice.
Wonderful. So where can we find you online?
Oh, that's a good question. So I have my website, countonmevirtualassistant.com. I'm also on, I'm on all the socials. I'm really bad about doing it under my own, under the Count On Me. I need to start doing it more. But you can also find me on Instagram under Authentic Solopreneur. And I can send you all that stuff so that you can put it in links or anything that you need. Because I also do podcast stuff. I'm a podcast VA. So I know about writing up those show notes. So I can send you that if you do that.
Yeah, that would actually be great. That sounds
absolutely cool. I can do that for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for answering all my questions.
Of course.
Yeah, it was very nice meeting you. It's so cool getting to know people, you know, all over the world. The last couple I interviewed, they were in Chile at the time. So it's just
a
small world.
LA, you will find a ton of people everywhere. And that's one of the many reasons I love Location Indy.
I do too. I'm so excited to dive in just a little
bit. Yes, absolutely. Come to as many events as you can, the online events, because that helps a lot with getting to know people. And yeah, we're very, very happy that you're here and that you're doing all this wonderful stuff and just getting the word out.
Yes, and thank you so much for your help. It's always nice to have a helping hand when you're first starting out.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful talking to you. You are a joy.
Oh, thank you. So are you.
If you like what you heard today, subscribe to this podcast and follow me at Adventure in Vino on Instagram.